The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition of the podcast, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:50pm with Mick Norton, Craig Forsyth and James Millman in the studio. A good day of racing to look forward to as well. We have a good card up at Musselburgh over the jumps. We've got all of the racing from Kempton and good racing over in Ireland as well from Punchestown. So three meetings to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
I'm grand, Mark, and you?
Yep. Yeah, good. Good. Looking forward to this weekend, actually. We've had a good day of racing on Saturday. Thankfully, we beat the weather. And then Sunday, good card as well. So
yeah, fabulous card. It just seems to get better and better every year, this trials day at Musselburgh. And of course, last year, we seen Salubris, who won the conditional hurdle up at Musselburgh, go on to follow up at the festival. So let's hope that there's some rising stars emerge from this card at Musselburgh. And it's definitely one to look forward to.
Yes, a few more festival clues along the way. We've picked up a few of late. Has anything caught your eye with regards to Cheltenham in the last couple of weeks?
In the last week, Mark, just the one horse. You know, very strange. I've usually at least had three or four anti-post bets at this stage. You know, we're now 5.5 weeks away from the opening day. But Trifolium, who won the Irish Arkle at Leopardstown last week, I thought the way he jumped was fantastic. He was taking lengths out of his rivals at every fence. And it was the first horse that's really got the ball rolling for me in terms of anti-post betting for this year's festival. A really good, impressive performance. Had a look back at the trends of previous winners. He fits that profile very well. You know, you want a decent rating over hurdles, you know, to go into the Arkle. And, you know, seven of the last Irish winners of the Arkle, six of them had contested the Irish Arkle at Leopardstown.
Right.
So, looking forward to that Trifolium. I think he's around about the 7-1 mark now for the Arkle at Cheltenham. And, of course, that will be the second race of the meeting.
It will, yes. It's something to look forward to. Do you think this year is different to recent years in the fact that the Triumph Hurdle is still very much wide open? There's nothing really jumped out in that race. And the Champion Hurdle is wide open with several candidates that you could make a good case for. Same with the World Hurdle as well. Do you think it's more of a case that there's just so many horses you could make a case for this year?
Ultra competitive market is. Yeah, like you said, the Champion Hurdle, we're still waiting to see where Annie Power and the likes turn up. And, you know, that obviously throws a question mark over the World Hurdle as well, because she could go either of those two races. And the Triumph Hurdle, you would think, you know, I don't think we've seen a real Triumph Hurdle contender in this country yet. I think Ireland is probably favourite to take that prize once again. Mm-hmm. Of course, they won it with our Connor last year. But Broughton, keep an eye on him at Musselburgh. I was very impressed with his second on his hurdling debut at Doncaster. And of course, he runs on this card, so interesting to see how he gets on. He's a lovely recruit to the hurdling game.
Yeah, 20-1 for the Triumph Hurdle at the moment, Broughton. So keep an eye on that price. That might well shorten if he's impressive at Musselburgh.
Yeah, and you would think, you know, ex-flat horse Musselburgh would suit.
Yeah.
He was slightly keen early in that race, and, you know, as the Ferguson runners out, he wasn't given a hard time on his debut, and he's sure to improve for that.
Okay, let's get stuck into some of the races then at Musselburgh on Sunday. We're going to look at three races. Craig's picked out the 3 o'clock, the 3:30 and the 4:30. So starting in the 3 o'clock, which is the Scottish Future Champions Novices Chase. It's over 2.5 miles. And where do you want to start here, Craig, in this one?
Well, I think we need to look back to the end of November here, Mark. A race at Doncaster over 2.3 miles. And on that occasion, the race was won by Funny Star of Paul Nichols. In second was Eric, and in third was Bardelaine. So, you know, all three renew rivalry again on this card. At the weights, Funny Star is £7 worse off with Bardelaine and £8 worse off with Eric. But for me, Funny Star is the horse that is still progressing. He's still going forward quickly. You know, I thought it was a personal best over fences last time at Taunton when he beat Cape Dutch. You know, at the weights, you would have to say, you know, Eric has a very good chance of turning the tables here. But following that good effort at Doncaster, he followed that up, as his profile suggests, with a real bad one at Kempton. There's no doubt on his day he's got tons of ability, but I think that there's got to be an underlying problem with the horse. You know, the world looked his oyster when he was in his bumper days. He never really progressed over hurdles. He's doing much better over fences now. But for me, he's a horse that still has question marks hanging over him. And he isn't badly treated off 1-3-5, but I just think Funny Star is a horse progressing. And I think he can defy the handicapper once again. He's only gone up four for that Taunton victory. And he steps up to 2.5 miles, which I don't really see as a problem on this sharp circuit. And it would have to be Funny Star for me in the future champions novice chase.
Okay, Funny Star then in the 3 o'clock. The next race that we're going to look at is the 3:30. This is the Scottish County Hurdle, a class 2 handicap over 2 miles. And plenty of form runners in here, probably none more so than Yorkist.
Yeah, it's a fabulous renewal of this race. And like you said, Yorkist comes here on the back of a good few victories. And, you know, two victories in maiden and novice company. The handicapper looked to take a real chance with him last time at market, raising him off a mark of 115. He hasn't got away with that now. He's been raised £17 to 132. He's climbing the grades here, Mark, and I think he'll just find this company a little bit too hot. He's been a great horse. He started off for Mickey Hammond, now in the care of Brian Ellison. And I think 1-3-2, I think the handicapper just about has Yorkist now.
Okay. So you'd be looking to take on Yorkist, then what would you be siding with in this?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a really strong renewal. Sammy Tegal, who won on this card last year, he won the juvenile hurdle on this card last year. He was second in the Racing Post Trophy, a really strong renewal of that race. And, you know, he went into the Grade 1 company in the Christmas hurdle at Kempton. He certainly wasn't disgraced in that. You know, so I think having him here at the top of the weights on a mark of 150 shows how strong it is. So we're looking for a classier type towards the top of the handicap. And the one that stands out, a horse I really like here, is Runswick Royal. I've been with him on a couple of occasions this year. As a juvenile last year, he did nothing wrong whatsoever. His best performance came in April at Aintree when he chased O'Malley King's La Unique. And I think he's a real strong chance. He was fourth here on his most recent start behind Strong Point, who renews rivalry here. And Local Hero was also in that race, finished third. You know, Runswick Royal is still only a 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. I think there's much more to come from him. The yard, a little bit in and out this year, but the handicapper, he started the year on 145. He's now able to race off 139. I think he's still open to more progress. Because, you know, Sam Tegal is at the top of the weights here on a mark of 150, it allows Runswick Royal to get in off a lovely racing weight. And with Graham Waters claiming 7 off, he does look nicely treated in this. And he would have to be the each-way selection for me. Of the dangers, Clever Cookie's obviously an interesting horse. I thought he was eye-catching last time in victory. You know, he only beat Titus Bolt by a neck, but if he had jumped the last two hurdles cleanly, he'd have won by 4 or 5 lengths hard held. It was only his novice mistakes at the last two that seemed to hold him back, but Wilson Rennick managed to get him up just in time on that occasion. But this is he's up in class again, and if his jumping doesn't improve from last time, then he may just find this company a little bit too hot. He certainly needs to brush up his jumping, but if he does, he could be the biggest danger to Runswick Royal.
Okay, if you like Runswick Royal, then you must think that Strong Point will be somewhere nearabouts as well, because beat Runswick Royal last time.
Yeah, you know, Strong Point on his penultimate run was a cracking effort when he beat Big Water by 17 lengths, and to be honest, I thought the handicapper had got him, raising him £10 for that. So, you know, it was a really good performance last time to follow up in better grade. But he's gone up another 7 now, Mark. And, you know, I think he'll run his race. He'll be out there in front, but there could be competition for the lead today. And I think that's where his problems could lie. And I think the race could be set up nicely for Runswick Royal, that, should have a reasonable mid-div position, able to track the pace. and hopefully he can turn around that recent form with Strong Point and, of course, Local Hero.
Okay. Runswick Royal then in the 3:30 at Musselburgh. And the final race we're going to look at is the 4:30. This is a conditional Jockeys Festival Trial Handicap Hurdle, a Class 3 handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. And I suppose a lot of people will be drawn to Call Box after his course and distance success last time when winning pretty easily in the end.
Yeah, he's gone up £10 for that, but it was a good victory over Los Nadis. And conditions are going to be very much the same. But for me, you know, that £10 rise is going to make things much more difficult. And he's off a career high mark in this race, Mark. So I think there could be some value actually taking him on. We would expect to probably see him line up as the favourite for this. Mm-hmm. But I think he could be vulnerable off a much higher mark.
Okay. Who are you taking him on with then, Greg?
The two horses that I like here is Scots Gaelic and Sud Pacifique. Scots Gaelic, for me, has a few more questions to answer after being pulled up at Fakenham on his last start. So I would have to side with Sud Pacifique, who definitely bounced back to form last time at Musselburgh. That was over 2 miles in Clever Cookie's race with Titus Bolt second. I think that was a decent race. I don't think this company is as hot. This is the first time, surprisingly, he's actually tackled this trip. Looking back through his profile and his pedigree, I thought, you know, he would have previous form over this trip, but this is actually his first attempt at the trip. The way he stayed on last time behind Clever Cookie suggests that there could be more improvement to come over this trip. And, you know, he isn't badly handicapped nowadays. He was a decent performer on the level when he was owned by Robert Ogden. And I think he's just taken time to come to himself this year. But Kelso, when he was third behind Bogside, and especially last time, his fourth behind Clever Cookie, suggested he was certainly on the way back. And he's off a nice mark nowadays. And with the step up and trip, I think he can get the better of Scots Gaelic, who's the biggest danger for John Quinn.
Okay. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections then, Craig, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, we're going to the first race was the 3 o'clock. We're going to stick with the Paul Nicholls horse, who goes for a treble called Funny Star. In the 3:30, the county hurdle, Scottish county hurdle, Runswick Royal. And in the finale, the 4:30 race, we're going to finish hopefully with a winner with Sud Pacifique.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Craig. You're in the studio on Sunday as well, so enjoy.
I am, much looking forward to it, Mark. Thank you,
Greg. So there you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Sunday's racing at Musselburgh. A good car to look forward to there. And Craig will be joined in the studio by Mick Norton and James Millman. We'll have the action from Musselburgh. There's all-weather racing at Kempton and Irish racing from Punchestown as well. We'll be live from 12:50pm on Racing Radio, so tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.